This is Dr. Ralph Wilson with Joyful Heart Renewal Ministries. And I have for you a brief exposition entitled Comfort for the Downcast. And this is from 2 Corinthians 7, verses 5 and 6. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, I know that many of your people are struggling right now, and I pray that this word might be an encouragement to them. And Lord, there are some encouragers there to touch their lives and open up your lives to them also, that they might encourage others. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. The trouble raging around the world today reminds me of a passage from 2 Corinthians. This is 2 Corinthians 7, verses 5 and 6 in the English Standard Version. For even when we came into Macedonia, our bodies had no rest, but we were afflicted at every turn, fighting without and fear within. But God, who comforts the downcast, comforted us by the coming of Titus. As you may recall, some of Paul's stay in Ephesus had been marked by exceedingly difficult times for him. Even while on a relatively brief trip from Ephesus to visit the churches in Macedonia, Philippi, Thessalonica, etc., Paul's struggles continued unabated. Verse 5, for when we came into Macedonia, our bodies had no rest, but we were afflicted at every turn, fighting without and fear within. It is interesting that Paul readily admits to fear, but that shouldn't surprise us. Fear is one of our very human emotions that God has given us to make us alert in dangerous situations. Fear is not intended by God to paralyze you, but to heighten your senses. He intends that faith from God and courage inspired by the Holy Spirit will become your allies to overcome fear. Paul describes the paradox of the struggle on the one hand and the power of the Spirit on the other in the intense time of spiritual warfare he was going through, 2 Corinthians 4, verses 8 and 9. We are hard-pressed on every side, but not crushed, perplexed, but not in despair, persecuted, but not abandoned, struck down, but not destroyed. The Message paraphrases it in this way. We've been surrounded and battered by troubles, but we're not demoralized. We're not sure what to do, but we know that God knows what to do. We've been spiritually terrorized, but God hasn't left our side. We've been thrown down, but we haven't broken. Hallelujah! In spite of what is raging around us, God does not leave us alone. Hebrews 13:5, I will never leave you nor forsake you, says the Lord. And in the midst of our struggles, there are interludes of joy that God sends. For Paul, struggling in Macedonia, the visit of Titus was one of these times. Verse 6, but God who comforts the downcast comforted us by the coming of Titus. Whether Paul had summoned him or Titus just happened to come through Macedonia on his own mission travels, we don't know. But Titus was dear to Paul, a fellow worker, apparently one of his own converts from Paul's days laboring in the Antioch revival that had brought thousands of Gentiles into the kingdom. Titus was a comrade from happier days. Titus brought encouragement, comfort from God to his father in Christ, who, in spite of being God's great apostle, was downcast, brought to a low place in his life. God comforts the downcast, Paul writes. Yes, that is what our God does. I'm reading from Isaiah 57:15. For this is what the High and Lofty One says, He who lives forever and whose name is holy. I live in a high and holy place, but also with him who is contrite and lowly in spirit, to revive the spirit of the lowly and to revive the heart of the contrite. Our Jesus came, according to Isaiah 61:1, to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim freedom for the captives, and release from darkness for the prisoner. The very Greek word for comfort, parakaleo, means literally to call to one side, and then carries the ideas of exhortation and encouragement here to instill someone with courage or cheer. Encourage, cheer up. Because our God comes to comfort the downcast, that is our mission too. We are called to comfort both the hurting and lost around us, as well as our own Christian brothers and sisters in Christ who are struggling. Your visit, text, or phone call today might bring God's comfort to someone who is struggling. You, as an emissary of the Most High God of comfort, can carry out his mission of comfort today. And so, my friends, though you may be surrounded by fightings without and fears within, our loving Lord cares for you. He will comfort you in the midst of your struggles with his presence. And you, my friend, you can be Christ's comforter to someone struggling today. We love because he first loved us. May his love bring comfort in you and through you today. Amen.